paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Second hour, next man up, 102.5 The Game. Jake Lyman, Teron Davenport, Parker Kelly with you on this TD Thursday, broadcasting live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. It is now your chance to talk to TD. 615-737-1025. Text or call with any questions you have for Teron. We will try to get to all of them over the next 30 minutes. We start with 3041, says, question for TD, what do you think is the Titans' weakness? I'm already trying to scout for the future for next year's draft.
Titans' weakness, oh, you're already scouting, advanced scouting. I like that. I still think the offensive line, the interior, is unproven.
And I would say you're going to have to find a long-term replacement at left tackle for Dan Moore. He's not going to be here for more than, I would say, probably not more than this year, but at the very least, 2027 will be his last year.
I think it goes right to the O-line. Everything else, I think, is pretty solid. Linebacker is interesting because you have Cedric Gray and Anthony Hill Jr.
Right.
Cody Barton in the meantime. Maybe safety, but I think Jarek Reed is a solid option as your number four.
They have Tony Adams.
Adams is very athletic, number three. And I think Kevin Winston Jr., in my humble opinion, I think he could become one of the best safeties in the league.
Really?
He just has to get more comfortable in zone coverage. That's the one thing he has to do. He has to get more comfortable. But I'll tell you this. Having Marquand Manuel, did you hear his press conference?
No.
You get a chance. Watch his press conference. This dude.
He was one of the few position coaches I didn't get to see yesterday.
Yeah. Parker, what did I text you in the middle of his press conference? What did I text you?
You love that guy. And I do too. That dude loves ball.
He loves
you could
football.
Tell he's like a kid in a candy shop out there.
Yeah, the passion, you could hear it. But the communication, the way he's, again, standing in the end zone. You know, and when they're low red zone team, period, or even 7-on-7 for that matter.
Yeah.
He's over there in the corner, and you hear him talking. And there were a couple of times he looked at the split. He said, Kev, look at 2-3. Look at the split. Notice he's there. They're going to try to high-low you. Damn it, they high-lowed him. You know what I mean? And there were multiple times where that happened.
Yeah.
So I know we're getting off topic, but I think safety is a position – where they could use another veteran.
Right.
But I think Kevin Winston is going to be a darn good.
Yeah, I think secondary in general would be up there. Like safety, Hooker, he's got 2 more years after this one, right? Because they just extended him last year. Winston obviously still has this year and 2 more on his rookie deal. So you like those two as your options right now. But I think maybe another young guy, doesn't have to be a high draft pick at safety. I would say you need a young cornerback that you can build around, right? Like Taylor and Flott, you brought them in, and they're veteran guys, and they should hold down the fort for a little bit. But I do think eventually you need to invest higher draft capital in a young cornerback.
Yeah, you do. I tell you what, I know he was a 6th-round pick by the Packers last year and didn't come until
Michael
October.
Robinson.
But you know how minicamp ended, right? So Mitch Trubisky drove him down the field. It was like a call it period.
Yeah.
2 minute, you know, hurry up tempo. He drove them down the field. He got them to the 2-yard line. They put Will Levis in. He said, all right, here's your shot. Will Levis, you know, he faded it up to Xavier Restrepo. Michael Robinson jumped up. So let me get that. I need that. Picked it off. And that's the end of the camp. Defense went crazy. But I think he's going to be – he's a solid four.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And then Joshua Williams, what he's dealing with once he gets – yeah, he'll be the three. But to your point, they could use another young corner. Because to me, I understand it's a projection type of deal. I want to see Flott live up to that contract.
Yeah.
And then again, you got Alante Taylor, who made his mark as a nickel.
Right.
Playing on the outside. So, there's a lot when you talk about, look at Melo. There's a lot when you talk about this secondary. So, we'll see.
Yeah, I think if I had to guess, and, you know, obviously it depends on where you're picking in the draft next year, and it's way too early to be talking about this. But if I had to guess, all right, what's a position the Titans might take in the first round next year? Tackle, cornerback would probably be the two top positions that mm-hmm. I'd be looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to the text line here. This one comes from Jack in Richmond. He says, is Calvin Ridley the fantasy sleeper of the year now that he won't be the go-to wide receiver on the Titans offense?
I don't know that I would say fantasy sleeper of the year, but he is a guy that maybe late you could get him. But see, here's the problem with Ridley that you always have, the injuries, right? What if he gets injured? And that's the thing, the likelihood. I think the over-under for was 9.5 games or something like that.
So. Yeah, that is the issue with Calvin Ridley is you just don't know if you can count on him.
Yeah.
And is he going to be in the lineup week in, week out? And I do understand the thought there, though, of the last few years, who else was there to look to on the Titans offense? It was Calvin Ridley.
Mm-hmm.
I know you had DeAndre Hopkins 2 years ago until they traded him, but last year it was like, all right, Calvin Ridley's there. Who else are they going to go to? One of these rookies or Van Jefferson or Tyler Lockett? This year he maybe can get he's not going to be doubled, and he's right. going to have more opportunities one-on-one.
And look, man, let's call a spade. He's been inconsistent. You know, he has, even when healthy. So
it's pouring outside.
I'm sitting here like, damn, what the hell am I hearing?
I think that's one of the first times I've been able to hear the rain while we're in the studio.
He's been inconsistent. So, you know, you do have that you have to consider.
Let's see. 4312 has a Mets question for us here.
Bring it on. You see the shirt?
Yeah, I love that shirt, by the way. It's a MLB Darryl, Jam.
Yeah, Darryl Strawberry, Doc Gooden.
I love that. 4312 asks, TD, who do you think the Mets are going to trade away before the deadline?
Hey, chill out, man. Mark Vientos, I would say. Probably Mark Vientos.
Yeah, I think it was Jeff Passan just put out an article of like, here are the top trade contenders.
I think you have Freddie Peralta.
And who, here it is. And like their likelihood of being traded. Let me see. Number one is Tarek Skubal. And it says 85% of him chance of him being traded.
Dang.
The Tigers are horrible. Yeah. Let's see. I'll just find the first Met who's on here. Freddie Peralta is number one for the Mets. He's the number 11 player on this list. Chance of being traded, 90%. So Jeff Passan seems to believe that Peralta is going to be gone.
That's interesting. I mean, he's got, what, a year left on the deal? What a mess.
Jeff Passan believes the Tigers are going to have a fire sale here. He's got 80% chance on Gleyber Torres, 60% chance on Casey Mize.
Yikes.
See if there's any other – it goes into, like, just a list at this point. Brooks Raley, number 36 for the Mets. And Luis Robert, number 57.
Yeah, that's another one with the young Mets, you know, A.J. Ewing coming on strong.
So. And Mark Vientos, David Peterson, and that's it.
Peterson is so hot and cold, man. He's a good pitcher at times, but – man.
MJ Melendez and Tyrone Taylor also on that list. So there you go.
Tyrone Taylor, good defense.
Both of our teams could be the fire sales selling of the deadline. Mets and Tigers just loading up the contenders for the postseason run. Let's go to the phone lines here again. It's your chance to talk to TD. 615-737-1025. If you have questions, let's start with Gil from California. Gil, thanks for calling in. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on with y'all?
Gil, what's up with you?
Oh, nothing much, brother. Just hanging in there. Can't
west,
call it.
West side in the building.
You know what it is. You know what it is. But what was I saying? All right, I was going to go with our 2 fourth-round draft picks, Elik against Tim DK. I wanted to know on the depth chart right now, who would you have ahead? Because I really like DK. I think he was a steal. But I think Elik is like he is where we drafted him at. But I think Tim DK should get more reps at receiver. And if Calvin Ridley or somebody else like that will go down, I just like his explosiveness.
Yeah, solid question. And he is a guy that I think was going to help DK is his versatility, where he could play X if you want him to. He could play Z. He could play slot. Yeah. And I think that's helped him. He's had a better OTA and minicamp than Io Manor. Io Manor has had some drops. He's not getting targeted as much as DK. I think Io Manor is more of an X. You see him a lot of times on the backside of the formation, isolated, you know, running those slants and things like that. That's something that they've consistently gone to. And it's been hot and cold.
Yeah.
But I'll say this, Parker, you saw it yesterday too. DK ran a slant and Michael Robinson was all over him and doing everything he can to get the ball out. But it was just one of those ones. He extended his hands and caught that thing. And it was like a vacuum. And he tucked it all the way and fought through the contact and turned backwards and jumped into the end zone. So I say all that to say I think DK is ahead just as far as where they are. They're at different parts of the depth chart.
Yep.
But where they are as far as within their individual realm, I think DK is ahead. They both make the roster. I think DK will probably have a bigger impact. But Io Manor, I will say, has done an excellent job of getting that more explosive. And he talked about working on his posture.
Yeah.
And how that's helping him be a better receiver. So I'll give him that. But I don't think the results are showing as much as you would like. Again, it's still OTA's mini camp. There's still training camp to go.
Right, right. Long way to go. But I think that's a good question from Gil, because two guys, both fourth-round picks last year, I think you saw more from Chim. Part of that was just being such a great returner. But I think both those guys, being depth pieces, are going to be valuable to the Titans this year. Let's take one more call before we go to break. Chris is called in. Chris, thanks for calling. What you got for us?
Big TD, Titans and Truth. What's up, my old friend?
What up, what up? Titans and Truth. Yes. Memphis in the building.
That's right. M-Town back. I got two quick questions for you. It's been a long time, but I got to ask you. First off, who is the one or two players that maybe nobody's talking about that we should be talking about to have a chance to make this roster? And lastly, to get you out of here, I know you got that old school feel. I need you to bring in the slam. I need your ultimate hype song.
My ultimate hype song. Okay. All right. So immediately when you talk about player that's going to make the roster that no one's talking about, Michael Robinson.
Yeah, I was going to say that's the guy that I think you circled that maybe isn't somebody that some casual fans would know, but he's going to be on this team.
And he was someone I was saying before we even got to OTAs because I liked his game.
Say it, TD.
What, the song?
No, the player. The player that you think is going to make this team that we're not talking about.
Oh, Micah, who? Micah Robinson.
No, there's one other guy.
Oh, Keydrain Callaghan?
Yeah.
Yeah. He Callaghan is another one who he's had a solid OTAs, minicamp. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's another one.
I think corner is one of those positions where there is spots for those guys.
Yeah.
You know, wide receiver is tough because it is deeper. Cornerback is not super deep.
I think that's your 4 and 5
right
there, those guys. So, yeah, as far as hype song, I'm such a mood music person. Shook Ones is one of them.
How about our closing song on the show, Dreams and Nightmares?
Dreams and Nightmares. It's Yours by Wu-Tang. Halftime by Nas. Who Shot You by – it's hard.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll even go to Purple Rain. I'll go to One in a Million.
Wow.
In fact, One in a Million – that's one that was the last song I would listen to before going out on the field.
Wow.
And it would get me so hyped I would sit at my locker and cry.
I had to test.
So I can't give you just one. I can give you an album.
Yeah, you gotta get hype playlist for you.
Yeah, playlist.
Yeah, I knew it was gonna be a hard one for you. I knew that was gonna be a tough one. That's why.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Chris.
Appreciate that one, Chris.
Appreciate it.
All right, man. Hit me up.
615-737-1025 is the phone number. We see you on the phone lines. Again, talk to TD right now. If you have questions, call or text 615-737-1025. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel at 1025 The Game for live shows and exclusive content. We'll monitor the chat there if you have any questions for TD. Jake Lyman, Teron Davenport, Parker Kelly, next man up, 1025 The Game.
Purple rain. Come on.
Next man up, 1025 The Game. Jake Lyman, Teron Davenport, Parker Kelly. TD Thursdays presented by Bart Durham Injury Law, and it is your chance to talk to TD.
Boy, that purple rain.
Any questions you have, we got Chris asking for TD's hype song and Purple Rain mentioned in there. Well done by Parker, getting us hype here in the studio. Let's send it back to the phone lines. Jack in East Nashville is called in. Jack, thanks for calling. Good morning.
You're welcome. TD, I have kind of an open-ended question.
What's up, man?
Since you've been there, you go to the practices. You're around them a lot besides just the stories you file. What kind of difference do you sense in the atmosphere, the way things are with this crew of coaches versus the last several years? And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks a lot, brother.
Yes, sir. I think there's an excitement. I'm not going to say it's different, but I think just after going through 2, 3, and 14 seasons,
yeah,
there's like, all right, close the book on that.
Right.
And let's write a new book. Not chapter. Like, they're trying to write a new book. I think that's the case. I really like the stuff that a lot of the coaches did with the previous staff as far as, you know, the drills and technique work and stuff like that. I don't think that they were poorly coached from a technique perspective. I'm going to tell you the difference. You got a jerk as a play caller on offense. Like, you have Brian Daboll is a jerk. But you know what's good? You need to be a jerk to be a good play caller.
Yeah.
Right? So to me, that's the difference. I think the difference is there's like an arrogance on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, like we're going to go down and score.
Yeah, there's an arrogance. So I would say the biggest difference as far as the coaching staff is the guy calling the plays. And there's no slight on Brian Callahan. There's no slight.
Yeah.
But one of the things that he would always say that would just make my blood boil is, well, flow of the game made me do that. No. You dictate the flow of the game.
Right.
You dictate the flow of the game. That's what Brian Daboll does. That's what Art Smith used to do. And those are the things that I like from an offense. You want to try to stop the run? I'm going to run the ball on you and show you that you can stop it. And guess what? I'm going to play action. I'm going to go uptown and hurt you that way, too. I like that jerkness. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that's a really good way of putting it, because I think there were times when Brian Callahan was letting the game control him. Mm-hmm. Instead of controlling the game. And like, I think that's a good way of putting it, of like Brian Daboll saying, hey, this is how I'm going to call plays, and we're going to establish this, and we're going to set this up.
Yeah.
Whereas Brian Callahan maybe was letting what the defense was doing dictate how he was reacting instead of being the aggressor.
Exactly. That's in a nutshell, exactly what it was.
And again, I haven't been out there at practice, but I do feel like from what we're hearing, you're right. There's a desire to move on, flush what's happened in the past, and you hear Cam Ward talk about it. We picked fourth in the draft last year. That's not good enough. We want to be a team that's competing for the playoffs and for the AFC South.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I keep going back to, there's no such thing as a must win in week one, but getting a win in week one, I think, could do wonders for this team's mentality of just a proof of concept of like, all right,
we're 1-0. We are above 500. We got to win. And it's like that can show these guys that it's like, all right, we put all in all this work and we're off to a good start. Instead of here we go again. Yeah. We lost week one and it could spiral from there.
That here we go again, avoiding that. And that's why in the schedule release post that I did, you had to pick the most important game. I said the season opener. And it's most important for multiple reasons, right? Because, okay, granted, there has been a first impression, but the real first impression for Robert Saleh to those players is the results they find on week one.
Yep.
And then not to mention that game is against his former team. And Saleh's going to sit here and he's going to tell you that it's just another game that's out in the third. But guess what? You a damn lie.
Yep.
It ain't just another game. This is your first game and your second opportunity as a head coach against a team that fired you, I would say prematurely, but it just was one of those things where a change just had to be made, right? But if you look at everything, did he really get a true, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they fired him, 5 games into that fourth year?
Right. And then obviously you look at this. The quarterback situation was just a mess, right? So, all right, boom. That, and also, again, the need for a reset. I'll cut it. The need for a reset. They need a reset. 3-14 the last 2 years. They need that taste of victory.
Yep.
Right? And you get off to a good start, who knows what could happen. Obviously, you know, you got Derrick Henry's going. You got Derrick Henry. I'll leave it at that. And then you got the Giants. You know, Denard Wilson is going to have the whole tri-state area blitzing Cam Ward, and he's going to attack. And, I think you could get off to a really good start with a convincing win over the Jets. And to me, it is the most important game on the season.
100%. I just think if you start 1-0, even if you drop the game the week after to the Eagles, it's like, all right, well, we're 500. We got the Giants coming up next week. But you lose to the Jets, and then, again, the Eagles coming in, not going to be easy to win that game. And then you're 0-2, and I think it is easy to just be like, oh, well, going to be another one of those years.
Yeah, here we go again.
And I think
draft pick.
Winning that Jets game would be massive just for the mentality of the locker room to say, all right, you know, this isn't going to be like the last 2 years. Even if it doesn't, like, winning week one against a team like the Jets doesn't mean you're going to the playoffs. But I think it just instills more confidence and some momentum into that locker room that you didn't have in the past.
100%.
Been, what, 5 years since the Titans won their opener?
Yeah.
Tough. And, man, before that, they lost.
Wait, they won the opener against
the Broncos.
The Broncos.
Damn, in 2020.
That's 5 years.
It was 2020, yeah. Because 21 was the Cardinals game where Chandler Jones had the 5 sacks. 22 was the Giants and Dable. 23 was the... What was 23? Because 24 was the Bears and 25 was the Broncos. What was 23? That was Tannehill and Henry's last year. I'm completely blanking.
Arizona, you said it was 21-20.
It was on the road? I can't believe I'm blanking.
I'm trying to avoid looking it up.
Right. I want to know, but 23 was...
New Orleans.
New Orleans. Yes, it was the Saints.
Good one.
Yes, thank
good
you,
one.
Parker.
Yeah, it was the Saints.
Yes. Yep. So, yeah, they lost that one, and then... 19 they lost, 18 they lost. So yeah, it's been they have not been good in season openers. It would be nice to get a win against the Jets, especially being Robert Saleh's former team. 615-737-1025 is the phone number if you want to text or call. Appreciate everybody who joined in on Talk to TD, and we'll get to any more questions you have throughout the show if you have them. We are proud to support Juneteenth. 615, the Freedom Exposition, Nashville's citywide celebration of Black freedom, culture, creativity, and community this Friday night. This year's celebration takes place tomorrow from 5 to 9. 9:30 p.m. at Centennial Park, transforming the park into a living cultural experience filled with music, food, family, entrepreneurship, history, and joy. Join in as Nashville gathers to honor the past, celebrate the present, and imagine what freedom can continue to become. You can also learn more at Juneteenth615.com. Jake Lyman, Teron Davenport, Parker Kelly, next man up. 102.5 The Game.
If it's a Queens bed murderers, tomorrow come equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share for all those. You want a profile and pose, rob you in the face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in the streets, cousin. Every land for herself, in this land we be grunting. The shook crew's running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face. You in the wrong place, cowards like you. Just get your whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. And you will get touched. You could put your whole army against my team, and I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing.
I think one of our shows this summer, Parker, should just play instrumentals of some of these songs and see if you can jump in and rap the whole song. That's a perfect June topic.
I'm telling you, that shook ones. Woo. Woo. Yeah. Parker, that's bars, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to need that record. I'm going to need that recording. Please.
That may be the promo today.
Yeah, do we put that on the Instagram today?
Maybe. Have to do it.
Put it on there.
TD could get discovered.
Hey.
Start his music career.
Sign a record
deal. Please listen to my demo.
Yeah. Yeah, send that around to all of the labels.
Yeah, man. You know. Me, MCD, my guy A-West.
Yeah, you guys should make a group.
The homie Star Kim. You know what I mean?
There you go. Next man up, 102.5 The Game. Jake Lyman, Teron Davenport, Parker Kelly. We got a couple more questions here. We'll see if we can extend talk to TD a little bit. Let's go to the phone lines. Kevin is called in. Kevin, thanks for calling. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks, guys.
Cool,
Jake, enjoy the show. What's up, Teron?
What's up with you?
Enjoy all your segments. Just to let you know, it's great hearing you all over sports radio. I really enjoy it. But I got two things for
Thank you.
First question is there any free agents out there that you are looking at that you think, man, they might jump on this? I know about Zeitler, but I was wondering if there was any of them left that you think they're looking at. And my other question was, is Will Levis showing anything that where maybe we could get something for him during training camp if he continues to progress, that he's impressed you in any way, or do you feel like you're just seeing some of the same old habits and it's just not going to work out for him? And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
All right, appreciate it. Look, did Jalen Watson sign, the former Chiefs corner?
Yes, yeah. He went to the Rams, I want to say.
Okay.
I
don't really think there's...
Somebody mentioned Conklin. Like, would that make sense to bring him back as a backup? Like, if he can't find a starting opportunity somewhere else?
I think that's one you just kind of move on from. I don't... Maybe, but I don't think that's someone that they would go out and... I know they worked out a safety.
Melifonwu.
Yeah, Melifonwu. I don't really think... No, I can't see any.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be roster shuffling. There always is. Yeah. But in terms of a specific guy that I would look at, I don't know if there's anybody that stands out outside of maybe Zeitler, if they feel like they need him.
Yeah. What was the other part of the question?
Levis.
Yeah. So Levis. The Will Levis experience, I think, is always going to be a roller coaster.
Yeah.
It's always going to be one of those things where you're like, that throw right there, I don't know that six other quarterbacks in the league can make it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you say that from a good thing, good perspective. But then you'll turn around and be like, that throw right there, 26 other quarterbacks
right.
would not make.
You right. know? Yeah, and I don't know if there's anybody else who would try and make that play.
And Will Levis is such a polarizing, tantalizing player.
Yeah.
Because that dude is supreme. He's so talented.
Yeah, the physical skill
is so talented.
Yeah.
So. And he can do, he gives you everything. He's big enough and sturdy enough.
Right.
If you want to run read option,
QB power even. Right. You could do that with him. He could push the ball down the field very well. He could throw the deep over. But you just always have that.
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Right.
And I think the best example yesterday, they get, and it's funny because there were like five of us standing there in the end zone, and we saw Levis come running out 2 yard line.
Yeah.
After Trubisky threw him down. We're like, what's Will Levis going to do? Right? What's he going to do? You know, and sure enough, he threw a fade. Now, I'm not going to say it's really his fault. You're trusting your receiver to go up and make a play.
Yeah.
And Michael Robinson went up and picked it off. You know, it's going to go in the reporting side of things is, hey, Levis threw an interception, but it's just, hey, Robinson just made a good play.
Yeah.
I think Levis is always going to have interest in the league because he's so talented.
Yeah. There's always going to be the I can fix him mentality.
I can fix him mentality.
Yep.
I could fix it. I hope after this year he either goes to the Rams or the Chiefs.
Rams, I get with Simpson there, wouldn't make a whole lot of sense, but Chiefs would make a ton of sense.
I'm going to tell you the only reason the Rams would make sense, because he could go there and be in that QB.
Rehab. Well, I mean, how about San Francisco? Because
San Francisco, too.
If Mac Jones, maybe they trade him or he goes somewhere in free agency, that could be their next reclamation project.
I tell you how it sets up really well for him, too. I don't know if you peeped in Salah's, when he was talking about the offseason, he was talking about coming back, having a scrimmage.
Yeah, at Nissan.
At Nissan, but then turning around and practicing
in San Francisco.
That was set up perfect. He'd go out there, have a couple, a nice practice.
And leave him on the
play
tarmac.
Well in the preseason, and just say, hey, man, we're going to send the rest of your stuff. Out here.
Movers are going to come out here. You can just camp here. We'll figure out the trade details.
Tell them before you go, hey, listen, man, pack heavy.
Yeah, pack like you're going to be here for longer than a couple of days.
You just might be. You know what I mean?
615-737-1025. We're starting to get some more questions here. So let's see. Chris in Virginia asks, TD, would the best college football team ever beat the 0-16 Lions or 0-16 Browns?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, the answer is no.
Mm-mm.
We had the conversation. Dustin from Hopkinsville was gaslighting us about the Savannah Bananas could beat the Nashville Sounds. Like, I always ask the question when people bring this up of, oh, 2019 LSU could beat the 0-16 Lions. Like, all right, how many NFL players are on 2019 LSU? 15, 20?
Yeah, I was going to say
good amount 20. For a college team.
Yeah.
How many NFL players are on the 0-16 Lions? 53.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go. Let's see. 4312 asks, speaking of music, TD, have you watched the new Michael Jackson movie?
Absolutely. I've seen it twice. Honestly.
How was it?
It was awesome. His nephew, I think it's Tito. I forget which brother's son, but that was his first role. And he played the heck out of it. Great job.
I have not seen it yet. I haven't been out to the movies in a while, but there are some ones that I want to go see.
Take the wife on a date.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Go get you some popcorn. Go to the IMAX one at
Opry Mills. Yeah. That's the Odyssey comes out this summer, and I know that the Odyssey and IMAX is supposed to be kind of crazy.
That Spider-Man, those are the two movies I really want to
see. Master of the Universe come out?
Yeah.
Are you guys like too young for He-Man? Or you?
So I know what it is, but yeah, that wasn't something that I was like.
Yeah.
I wasn't big on it.
I always liked Skeletor.
Yeah.
So.
I've seen the previews for it. It looks moderately interesting, but yeah, I think that might be a streaming movie for me.
Yeah, I'll stream.
There's been some decent movies that have come out lately. There's another one coming up somewhat soon. The Spielberg movie that just came out last week, Disclosure Day.
Oh, yeah, and they got the preview. Francisco Lindor has been in more movies than games in the last 3 months. How about it?
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I've seen mixed reviews about it. Like, some people say it's really good. Others say it misses the mark, but...
We'll see.
Yeah. I do want to get out to a movie soon. I think that's going to a movie is just such a peaceful experience.
It's a cool date, man.
Especially like something I used to do when I was working in summer baseball is like I wouldn't have to get over to the park until 4 o'clock or something like that. So middle of the day, just by myself, empty theater, go see a movie. I'll take a nap, like get some popcorn. It's great.
Yeah. No, without a doubt. Like, I love doing stuff. In fact, I was, like, this summer was going to be my trip. I was going to take a trip to Rome by myself.
Yeah.
You know, but we're doing a different trip. But, yeah, I love traveling. I fell in love with traveling by myself just from work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The road games and stuff.
Right.
But, yeah.
No, it is. There is something about it, just like a little bit of solitude.
Yeah,
like,
I think as a man, honestly, at least once a month, you need to take yourself out on a date.
Yeah, I like that.
You need to do that. I think it gives you an opportunity to sit and reflect. It gives you an opportunity to plan and just reflect, recalibrate, and plan. It's very important.
I like that.
Yeah, and then with this month being National Men's Health Month, you know, we are always so conditioned to not be emotional, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of times we don't have anybody to talk to. A lot of times we might have somebody to talk to, but we internalize it and you hold it in and it just festers and whatever the issue is.
Yeah.
It's never good to do that.
Right.
You know, and in some cases when you take yourself out on a date, I know for me, like I did that a couple Saturdays ago. I during CMAs, you know, I bounced around three different spots, went and I smoked myself a cigar to end the night and drove home. And I was relieved of the issues that I had on my mind. Just because I just got to have an out-of-body experience.
Right.
And an experience to reflect, recalibrate, and plan.
No,
that's important.
That's a good message. I kind of like that. Take yourself on a date once a month.
Yep.
And, you know, I know Big Joe talks about all this stuff, too, on their show. So, yeah good message for Men's Health Month. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. The texts are still flooding in, so we're just going to keep asking TD questions as long as we have them to wrap up our number two.
We caught a vibe.
Right, exactly. We've got at least four or five texts here that I want to get to. So we'll do that coming up next. Jake Lyman, Teron Davenport, and Parker Kelly, next man up, 1025 The Game.
Matter of fact, I'll be on a manhunt. You couldn't catch me on the streets without a ton of Malcolm X catching the jungle fever.
Well done, Parker. Keeping it family friendly here.
That's that Nas halftime, man. This is a banger, too. This, the way he just flowed, they said it he did this in one recording, one sitting. He just heard the beat and was just killing it.
That's a lot of talent right there.
Yeah.
He said, I'm a Nike head. I wear chains that excite the feds. What?
next man up, 102.5 The Game. We've gone almost a full hour with Talk to TD. We've gotten some really good questions. We got some music ones here. Thomas on a car phone says, hey, TD, I heard Rock M is coming out with a new album with a lot of folks jumping on it. Have you heard that, too?
I have. I have heard he's making another comeback, man. This is like the third comeback he's made, but... Yeah, I had to see what's up with it, man. You know, he's, like I said, you talk about lyrics. He said, man, he just got so many lyrics, man. So many. I want to see what that's hitting for sure.
3337 also asked, TD, do you know that Ghostface Killah song, All That I Got Is You, one of my all-time greats, but don't know anybody that knows the deep tracks?
All that I got. Yeah, I know that. I know that song, man. Come on, man. That's off of his first Ghostface album, man. It was, and that was in, I forget what movie, but definitely. He's talking about his mom. Yeah, that's a dope song. I know that one.
We're uniting the text line here around TD's music taste, because a lot of times, especially like when Corey's in, there's a lot of division about what songs are good. When TD's on here, we get pretty much universal support.
There you go.
A couple of Titans questions to wrap up here. Here's a fun one. Trevor, TD, who's bigger, Solomon Thomas or Jeffrey Simmons?
Good question. I don't know, man. I'm going to go with Solomon Thomas is bigger.
Okay.
But, like,
he's got bigger arms, that's for sure.
Yeah, Solomon Thomas is...
He's pretty yoked.
Yeah. Jeff, though, it seems like Jeff has lost more weight. I think he might be under 300 now.
Really?
It seems like it, but like he seemed in very good... It seemed like more like shoulders to waist, like a little more... a drop.
Gotcha. A drop. Yeah.
So, I go with Solomon Thomas.
That's a big guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
he can move too. Solomon Thomas could move.
I mean, there's a reason he was the third overall pick, right? Yeah, like that doesn't mean he's a great player, but you clearly have some skills and some traits that guys like to work with. And Robert Saleh worked with him in New York, worked with him in San Francisco. So you hope that he can be productive here as a depth piece. Craig asks, TD, do you think in the next year or so the Titans are going to have to address running back? I really wanted Love, but with Pollard getting a lot of tread on the tires, could we need to replace him? He is not under contract for next year.
I think Nick Singleton is your back. And I think I would strongly consider bringing Tajay back because I think you have the committee there. Tajay is not going to be expensive. And then you still have Khalil Mullins, right? And we'll see. I think they keep Chestnut. I would imagine they keep four running backs, right? So you look at Mullins, Singleton, Tajay. Mullins, Singleton, Tajay, Pollard.
That's four. And then you still got Michael Carter and Julius Chestnut.
We'll see. Chestnut may end up practice squad.
Yeah. Carter, probably the odd man out there.
Probably.
Just because you've spent, if you want to keep Mullins, you spent a draft pick on him. Carter, it's kind of no harm, no foul if you let him go.
Yeah.
And you said, I heard you, I think it was with Robbie and Joe last week, said that Mullins has looked pretty good in the offseason so far.
He looks a little bit quicker. He had a couple cutbacks, you know, where I saw him like stretch it out, put that foot and cut back, get upfield. He does look better. And, you know, he'll double as a special teams guy because he has that linebacker in him, you know.
Right.
So that's going to increase his value.
615-737-1025. Couple more here. Andrew says, TD, aside from Levis, do you think there's anybody the Titans are likely to trade before the deadline this year and for what reason? I think it just depends on the way the season goes, right?
Yeah, it depends on the way the season goes. But then, I mean, maybe Pollard, right? If you got a team that needs some running back help.
Ridley? Could be an option. It depends on how the season goes. If you're, trade deadline's usually like week 9-ish.
Yeah.
If you're, so let's say heading into the bye week, you're 2-6, maybe there would be an opportunity to trade some of the guys. But if you're 4-4, you probably are going to keep some guys around.
Yeah.
So, obviously just depends on how the season goes. Last one here, 4312 asks, TD, you mentioned you went and got a cigar. What's your go-to?
Okay, so there's two. I like the Liga Privada number 9 by Drew Estate.
Okay.
And then you can't go wrong with the Padron 1964 anniversary. There's actually another one that I do like that it's a very mellow smoke. It's good like in the morning with coffee. It's called Tabac Especial.
Okay.
That's a good one too. So those are three actually. But if I'm like, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me get that Liga Privada number 9.
I went and bought cigars for the first time last month for my wedding. It was gifts for my groomsmen. Mm-hmm. And I walked in there, and I think the guy who owned the store like knew I was just like deer in the headlights. I was like, I have no idea what I'm looking for. I was just like, hey, I want something light that we can have before or after the ceremony, stuff like that. And he helped me out and was like, here's what you want.
What did you get?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. I tell you another one, like for new smoke. The Tabac Especial for new smokers is good. Also, it's called Java. So the Java, they have a Java mint. They have a Java latte. And it's a Java red. And the red has like a chocolate cherry type of thing to it. So Javas are good entry-level cigars as well.
I think a word is coming to me, and it might be wrong. Placencia, is that?
I had. Yeah, that's a good smoke, too.
I also, I wasn't trying to spend a ridiculous amount of money on it either. It was just, but maybe I'll have to get into it a little bit more.
It's a great, it's very relaxing.
Right.
Very, very relaxing. Yeah, and again, like you drink it with a cup of coffee.
Right.
It's good.
Well, appreciate everybody who chimed in on Talk to TD. I don't know if we've ever gotten through a full hour with questions, but they just kept on coming.
We got calls, we got texts, so I appreciate everybody who joined in. We will get back specifically into some Titans stuff coming up in the final hour. I also want to get TD's thoughts on Brendan Sorsby, as he's now planning on entering the NFL supplemental draft. We'll get into all of that in the final final hour of the show. Jake Lyman, Teron Davenport, and Parker Kelly with you. Next man up here on 102.5 The Game.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.